Hello, good day friends. Welcome to this podcast. I am Samuel Wito. This episode, we will be talking about maintaining influence. About 6 years ago, there was a young lady within a local town. She was such a beauty, and beyond that, she's highly intelligent. Her writings are great and impactful, to the point that the old ones within this local town called her the Little Jar of Wisdom. Her excellence in writings made her the face of this local town of her birth, and she was at the center of influence at a very young age. The excellence that she projected made her a role model to both the young and the old. There is no doubt God must have spent extra hours in creating this young lady. Many assume. Few years down the lane, as she grew in wisdom and advanced in age, she excellently projects herself even as she explored the world that she found herself. It was said that years went by, and it was observed that the quality of what she shared was experiencing a declination in its quality. The value of her messages has somewhat been contaminated, but she didn't pay attention to the warning signals because of her influence. Her attention was caught to it, but she's now grown and believes her ground on the subject is excellent enough, irrespective of what others felt. She parades herself and her intelligence, but lost the consciousness that she was working with the influence of old. Not too long, she lost it all: her pride, influence, and significance. Oh no, it shouldn't be, this young lady said. Who might have done this to me? She questioned herself. And who must have done this to this young lady, was the thought in the mind of so many. She was such a young and promising lady. What could have happened? Several thoughts crossed across the mind of the village people. But when a close study was conducted, it was observed that it was a new stage of life that she didn't pay attention to factors around her that contributed to her fall. Basically, when she grew in influence, her circle changed, and eventually her company. Though it is highly expected of this young lady to make exploits beyond her local vicinity because of her excellence, but for the fact that she failed in paying attention to the circle of people she needs to hang out with and spend time with, she got contaminated with the value which these people carry that does not commensurate with our own values, and as such, the quality of our message was contaminated. Though she later overcame after several cautions and help from both the right and the left of people of interest, She rose again. However, she learned a very vital lesson. She learned the lesson of selective association in the hard way. Someone may ask, shouldn't changing a circle be expected from a young lady growing in excellence and influence? However, in answering this question, there are a couple of things we should look into. We should not be deceived. The truth is, associating with bad people will always ruin decent people. There is a many of us out there that we are in the shoe of this young lady. We are so skillful. And as a matter of fact, our social media presence projects excellence. We are building a distinctive authority in our niche and we command respect. We now stand like a light fixed on its lampstand and we influence all around us. However, not too long after we project this incomprehensible excellence, we are opened to a new world that is bigger than our echo chambers. We are open to new opportunities and associations, and that is expected. However, more is expected than you have ever projected. At this point, our hidden desires, our inner values now wrestle together with our will and our wish. And those are the things that now best the new choice of our associations and the things that we do. It is very important for us to know that in building a sustainable influence and staying on top, we must build our life on sustainable principles that are greater than us. Principles are sustainable, they are lasting. They make success predictable for us. But when we violate principles, there is no way we are going to project excellence. The story of this young lady is so powerful, and it has just shown us that our choice of association as we expand and dominate is very essential. Our skillfulness can project us, our excellence can project us, our intelligence can project us. However, it is the principles that govern our life that will protect us when we get to the top. A life that is not governed by principle will not build a sustainable success. As such, it is vital for us to only do quality people. People who will add value and more value and greater value to us. As this global village avails us the opportunities to shine bright as the light that we have, we must place and pay close attention to our associations as we attain new heights. A value giver needs a value multiplier as a friend, not a gambler. This is essential because a contaminated value will always bet a contaminated message. If we fail to pay attention to the details of our company when we begin to dominate in our niche, in our world of influence, you realize that you get contaminated by this set of people. It is important that we all know and we remind ourselves daily that we live to leave a legacy. When we live in the consciousness of this, we will spend our time building a legacy that is sustainable by living a right and quality life. Influence is more than being known. It is more about living a life of significance. As we live and think about sustainability, in whatsoever we do, we must think about it in the context of our life, in the context of our influence, in the context of every sphere of our life. Because this is the only way through which we can actually build a lasting legacy. To build a sustainable influence that will build a lasting transformation, we must always answer a few questions. One is, what do I stand for? And the second is like it, where do I stand? When we grow in influence and in impact capacity, we should always remind ourselves of what we stand for and where we stand. Because it is what we stand for that dictates who we should stand with and the circle where we should belong. We must be intentional about maintaining our influence. Evaluate your consumption. Why? Because consumption of unhealthy information will always cause us mental convulsion. Do not be deceived. Associating with bad people will always ruin decent people. And to build sustainable influence, we must set ourselves apart from people whose value is not in alignment with us. To sustain influence, we must maintain influence. I want to hope that you've got value. I see you in the next podcast. Till then, stay insightful. Hello, welcome to this podcast. Today, I'll be talking to you on excellence for influence. Excellence makes success predictable. A gift gets attention. It buys the attention of eminent people. This is one of the uncommon principles that govern success and influence. In the past 4 years, I have been committed to understanding what success is and its role in creating a life of impact and influence. All through this trip, I have seen that excellence is key in the process. As the global village evolves, a lot of walls have been broken and a lot of bridges have been crossed. As a result of this, excellence gained more ground in the industry of influence, impact, and success. This implies that you can't be neither lukewarm in this market. If you try it, you will be spat out. Obviously, we all see that the competition rises daily. The chance of gaining the influence and recognition we desire seems more complex. But here is what many of us have forgotten. Influence is not an event. Rather, it is the result of consistent projection of excellence that bears an undeniable and a wowing success. This, therefore, established that if we seek influence, all we need is to make impact, project excellence, and we should keep winning consistently until we bet our desired results. Who you see yourself becoming is valid, provided you are willing to put in the required work. It is not enough to wish, you must be ready to work. Remember, a gift gets attention, it buys the attention of the eminent people. There is a word hidden amidst this quote, and I would like to open your eyes to it. You see, your gifts, your skill, your beauty, your eloquence can project you. They can buy you the attention of eminent people, but it never says that it is going to sell you to them. There's a big difference between you being known and people buying into you. Your skillfulness must project excellence, because it is excellence that seals the deal for you. Your gifts alone are not enough. You must develop competence and build capacity at whatsoever you do. The real worth of gold is determined after it has been refined, which means that an unrefined gift produces an undefined life that is denied of influence. You have been empowered with gifts to live an exceptional life that is full of influence, and that will be possible only if your life projects excellence. As a matter of fact, excellence is an evidence of competence. Influencing the world positively requires a life with a consistent projection of excellence. It is excellence that gives a guarantee that you are definitely going to excel in life. You are a gift to this world, so don't live without giving the world what you came with. That is the only thing that can guarantee your success and your happiness here on earth. If you desire to create a positive influence, then you must develop competence. Your visibility without ability will become a liability on you. You must project excellence for influence. Dear friends, there is something you need to start doing better to gain the kind of recognition you seek. Failure to do so will keep you sick. You must become sick of failure and mediocrity, that you seek and see excellence as your healthy state of living. It does not matter how long it's going to take. Creating a great impact requires hard work. which means you must consistently work on yourself and develop your competence. The only route and shortcut to a life of great significance and influence is excellence. You can't skip the process. Your process determines what you will possess. I hope you get value. See you next time. Thank you. Hello there. Welcome to this podcast. I am Samuel Oweto. In this episode, we will be talking about your circle influences your influence. Your circle influences your influence. I read of a famous and influential king who became so famous in all the kingdom and its provinces because of his uncommon wisdom. During his reign, he gained the rulership of many divided tribes and united them together under the umbrella of his leadership. King of kingdoms came to seek his counsel because his wisdom supersedes that of them. And as a matter of fact, wisdom dwells in him. In short, he was an influencer by excellence. Years went by, and death claimed his life. So a great king was lost. In a bid to sustain the legacy built, the kingdom's citizens honored him, even in death, by allowing his young son to take over the rule of the kingdom. Their loyalty to his father bettered a default reference to the leadership of the new king. As expected of humans, a new king and his kingdom citizens, they asked their king what to be expected of him and his kingship. As the son of a wise man, he sought the counsel of the old and that of the young minds. But lo and behold, he settled for the counsel of the young. As a result of this act of foolishness and insensitivity to the need of the citizens, the kingdom became divided, tribes went their different paths and sought leadership from someone else. You see, just like the young king in this story that sought counsel within the two available circles he found himself, we as well seek counsel through the information we gather in the global village. And the quality of this information equals the quality of counsel we sought. As a matter of fact, it is said that whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. This is a wisdom from the Holy Book. In a previous episode on this subject of influence, I stated that associating with bad people ruins decent people, and this point cannot be overlooked. Your circle is a currency in the school of influence and significance. As such, it decides the worth of your influence in the trade market of impact. We know how much you want in the trade market of impact when we evaluate your circle. If we seek to impact lives and create a sustainable influence, then we must be very selective with our association. The Global Village has become so powerful. As such, we will follow pages we like, websites which we visit, and a lot more, create an association online. And many of us do this unconsciously. These things will become evident through the quality of our feeds on the social media platforms. The pops up we see on our phones and lots more. These are the information that we are prone to, and they contribute largely to the quality of our lives and decisions. Someone needs to hear this. You cannot grow beyond your circle. Let me take that again. You cannot grow beyond your growth circle. It is your growth circle that determines your growth process. Therefore, if you walk with the wise, you will become very wise and smart. You will dominate fast and build a sustainable influence. Technology has been created for our benefit. The social media, which we refer to as the Global Village, can project you only if you can protect yourself from what you take from it. Do you seek growth? Do you want to impact life and build a sustainable influence? The job is easy. It's simple. Start from your social media friend list. Be intentional about creating your circle in the social media space. Do the needful. Be intentional about what you want your feed to look like. Follow people of great value. Learn, go, and share value as well. Because a significant sign of growth is teaching others what you know as you grow. Remember, your circle influences your influence. I hope you got value. See you in the next episode. I am Samuel Wetu. Hello there. Welcome to this podcast. I am Samuel Wetu. In this episode, talking about wisdom and influence. Wisdom and influence. Men and women who have lived wisely and well will shine brilliantly like the cloudless star night skies, and those who put others on the right path to life will glow like stars forever. One of the fundamentals that distinguish people over time is the quality of wisdom they possess, which implies that it goes beyond knowledge. While the knowledge of a subject can equip you, the wisdom of a subject will test you. And why? Wisdom is an application of your possessed knowledge. Why wisdom will actually test you is because wisdom is an application of your possessed knowledge.
In the past few years, I have seen several people who truly lived. And one of the things I have observed is that those people have something in common, and that is the quality of wisdom they possess. This reminds me of the proverb which says, "Get wisdom, and in all your getting, get understanding," which is insight. My understanding of this subject of influence done to many insignificant things that we do as humans, which we assume doesn't matter. Excuse me, can I tell you the truth? All of those things matters. Why? Because it is what we do over time that creates impact. It is not what we do and we take a break from that creates impact, no. It is what we do over time that creates impact. As such, the little right or wrong thing we do over time piles up to create a lasting impact. When I took an inventory of my life in the past 7 years, I felt so bad that I made some mistake. Matter of fact, I wish my knowledge should have grown into wisdom and given me insight. Maybe I wouldn't have made such mistake. However, I learned from those lessons, because those failures, though hurts, are responsible for the magical transformation I have experienced in the past couple of years and I'm still experiencing. Ask me lately, what motivates you and where do you get your inspiration from? But over time, I smile and I reply, my journey. Yeah, my journey. When I look at where I've been and where I'm heading to, and where I am, I stay motivated. Friends, to know is great. However, living by the code of those things will cost us an irrevocable transformation within us, and that will set us on fire for a life of impact. It is not how much we know, it is how much we live based on what we know. Your knowledge is inconsequential if it does not reflect in the quality of your life. If it's not showing in the way you live, then there's no difference between you and someone who doesn't know. Through my journey, I have been able to establish that knowledge can project you. It cannot protect you. However, wisdom will process you, project you, and protect you. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all of your getting, get understanding, which is insight. If you seek to live a life of great significance, please get wisdom by living wisely. It takes wisdom to articulate all you know, to live an impactful life, because wisdom will guide you. Dear friends, listeners, great writers, eloquent speakers and teachers, mentors and coaches, men and women who have lived like the cloudiest stars in the sky, and those put others on the right path to life like stars forever. If we seek to live a life of influence, then we must seek to acquire knowledge. And beyond knowledge, we must get wisdom. We must keep up the good work we're doing. We must stay and not be discouraged. Life isn't a bed of roses. But as we live to make impact, we must seek knowledge. Live by all means, get wisdom. because it is the principal thing. Those who put others on the right path to living a meaningful and distinctful life will glow like stars forever. So, when you get weak and weary, remember this. It is what you do consistently that bets a significant result. Above all, get wisdom, because wisdom will make you wise. I hope you got some value today. Till we meet again in our next episode, stay insightful. I am Salmo Wetu.
Hello there. Welcome to this podcast. I am Salmo Wetu. In this episode, we will be talking about wisdom for influence. In our last episode, we looked at your circle influences your influence. And today, we'll be looking at wisdom and influence. Men and women who have lived wisely and well will shine brilliantly like the cloudless stars in the skies. And those who put others on the right path to life will glow like stars forever. Here's it. One of the fundamentals that distinguishes people over time is the quality of wisdom they possess, which means that it goes beyond getting knowledge to getting wisdom. Alright. While the knowledge of a subject can equip you, the wisdom of a subject will test you. This is because wisdom is an application of your possessed knowledge. To know and not being able to do simply means you don't know. So in the last few years, I have seen several people who truly lead. And one of the things I have observed is that those people have something in common, and that is the quality of wisdom they possess. Those who have truly lived have great level of wisdom. And this reminds me of the proverb which says, "Get wisdom, and in all of your getting, get understanding," which is insight. My understanding of this subject of influence draws my attention to, many insignificant things that we do as human, which we assume don't matter. Excuse me, can I tell you the truth? We are just lying to ourselves. All of those things matter. And that is because it is what we do over time that creates impact, not what we do part time. It is what we do over time that creates impact, not what we do on part time. As such, the little right or wrong thing we do over time piles up to create a lasting impact. When I took an inventory of my life in the past 7 years, I felt so bad that I made some mistake. I had wished my knowledge should have grown into wisdom and given me insight. I wouldn't have made such a mistake. I wouldn't have tried such nonsense. Funny, right? However, I learned so much from those failures, because those failures, though, are responsible for the magical transformation I have experienced in the past couple of years, and I'm still experiencing. So I've seen that there is a strong relationship between the wisdom you possess and the life of influence that you live. Many people have been asking me lately, what motivates me to do the things I do? Where do I get my inspiration from? And guess what?
Over time, I smile, I look at them and I tell them, it's my journey, it's my story, it's where I'm coming from. Friends, it is important to know that knowing is great. However, living by the code of those things we know will cause an irrevocable transformation within us, and that will set us on fire for a life of impact. Because we live before we live. So the legacy we leave is dependent on the one we lead. It is not how much we know, it is how much we live based on what we know. As such, our knowledge, your knowledge, is inconsequential if it does not reflect in the quality of your life. I have been there. I know that knowledge can only project you. It cannot protect you. And I'm sure that wisdom will process you. It will process you. It will project you and it will protect you. If we seek to live a life of great significance, then we must get wisdom. This is essential because it takes wisdom to articulate all we know to live an impactful life, because wisdom will guide us. Dear listeners, the eloquent writer, speaker, teacher, mentor, coaches out there, it is important to know that men and women who have lived wisely and well, we shine brilliantly. So, if we fail to live wisely, then we might not shine brilliantly. And it's important to know that those who put others on the right path to life will glow like stars forever. It takes wisdom to give direction. It goes beyond knowledge. We must all keep up the good work we are doing. However, we must seek more knowledge. And beyond seeking knowledge, we must live by the knowledge that we have. And in much more than getting the knowledge, we must get wisdom. Those who put others on the right path to living a meaningful and distinctful life will glow like stars forever. This is the bond between wisdom and influence. So, when you get weak and weary, remember this: it is what you do consistently that bears a significant result. Above all, get wisdom. Because it is the principal thing. And wisdom will make you wise. I hope you got value. Till we meet in the next episode, stay insightful. I am Samuel Wetu.
Hello there. Welcome to this podcast. I am Samuel Wetu. I am indeed grateful to God over you and myself that we were able to make it to 2022. 2020 was a great year, and we hope that this year is going to be a greater one. Today, I have with me a guest with which I will be asking a couple of questions. I will be rubbing minds as we share with you some insights as regards 2022. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, I have with me here today a humble servant of God, no practicing counselor and psychologist, a leader, mentor, and a coach, an ardent reader, scholar, and a father, and teachers to many. It's indeed a great pleasure to have you here today.
Good day, everyone. I am Kumayo Kumasi by name.
It's really exciting to have you here today, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay, yeah. Happy New Year to you.
I wish you the best of the year.
So what's special about 2022?
Very special because every year has its own blessings and it has its own causes. So depending on what path you choose to follow.
That's deep. It has its own blessings and its own causes. All right, so today's clarity session is basically about gaining focus in 2022. The year is brand new. It is 12 months that we've got in this year. And there's a whole lot of things that went wrong in 2021, starting from 2020 pandemic to pandemic 2021. And here we are in 2022. How do we gain clarity and, live a very productive life this 2022?
Yeah, well, 2022 is old again. Because when you start something, it's already finished. For those who has a future who think faster, 2022, though today is 1st of January, 2022, was old year.
That's so deep.
We are expecting 2023. In less than 12 months, this year is over.
Wow.
We can gain clarity and focus by the way we think. Spiritually thinking, God wants us to think by renewing our mind. Our mind is a powerhouse of operation. Sociologically, we need to think how to better our society. And psychologically, we need to inculcate positive thinking in making the year a blessing. Otherwise, it could be a curse as well.
So if I get that very right, it means that the productivity of this year is dependent on our ability to think in a different direction.
Of course, absolutely, yes.
So how do we actually work on this? Looking at what has happened over the years, a whole lot of factors have actually affected, people's mindset, thoughts, and all of that. Their goals they've set throughout 2021. And all of it, a couple of it wasn't achieved. And, coming into the new year, some have even set some goals. Some are, they are just reluctant about the year, thinking, let's just live the year the way it's going to come. Because just like the ones they've set before, it's not yielding the best kind of result.
All right, that is the issue with humanity. In actual sense, human beings think that new year has to be automatically new.
Okay.
New year is not a changing of calendar. New year is a changing of your thoughts and setting a goal that requires discipline for achievement. You can't become anything better than you are in 2021, even in 1990, if you have not made a deliberate action. I know some people will set up a goal, my resolution in 2022, and so on and so forth. And you discover that before the end of the January, they have forgotten their set goals. The reality is that when you set a goal by emotion, you will not get it achieved. You want to set a goal based on reality, and you must be disciplined and create attitude within yourself to achieve your goal. I know this year will be a great year for those who are very wise. Yeah, it's opportunity year, very great opportunity year.
So if I get that right, it means that there is something that conveys us from where we are to where we actually want to be.
Of course, yes.
By the definition of, new year to you, is an opportunity for you.
Yeah,
to set a new goal.
Yeah, setting a new goal.
Then
reevaluating the previous.
Hmm.
And know where you have failed, where you have not done well, and where you have done well. Evaluation is a key to achieve better results.
So
many of us don't evaluate.
So if you actually want to live a more productive life, life in 2022,
yeah.
we have to properly evaluate
the previous
year.
Yes. Where was I last year? What made me what I am? Why am I a failure or why am I a success? It is simple. Get it done and then set a goal for this year and be self-disciplined, understanding the purpose of your existence.
So discipline has a very vital role to play in getting to where
nobody achieve anything without discipline, self-discipline. If you are not self-disciplined, you'll be publicly disciplined.
If you are not self-disciplined,
yes.
you'll be publicly disciplined.
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite deep. Amazing. So if I really get that right, it means that by now we should have, you know, evaluated the year we just finished.
Yeah, that year is supposed to have been evaluated last year.
But then
that evaluation will help you to know your strengths and your weaknesses, then from which you will know what to avoid in the 2022.
Wow. So now for a couple of people that, you know, they're just having this opportunity to for their eyes to get open to this salient truth that, you know, is available yet still hidden for to them to see. So them listening to this now, does it mean that they can't start, you know, the year fresh, or what do you advise those that, you know, they just get into 2022 the usual way they, you know, they've always come into the new
year? Well, that's great. You see, that is why crossing December to January may sound universally new year, but in deep sense, it is when you realize something that your new year begins.
So a discovery
of something mark a beginning of your new year.
Fantastic.
That's all.
So at the discovery of purpose, I begin a new
year. Vision, yeah. It marks the beginning of a new year. And when you achieve it, that is the end of that year.
Oh.
That is great.
So let's get it. Let's get it. So when you discover something.
Yeah.
What why?
Yeah.
Now, that's a new year for you.
That's the beginning of
a new year. Now, when you are done
with
that assignment,
yes.
that's the end of the year for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that is it.
So you start a new year as a discovery of a new purpose
right.
or assignment.
Yes.
And at the completion of it,
yeah, you end the year.
You end the year.
Yes.
So technically speaking,
yeah.
a couple, if you are to go by that definition,
yeah.
then it's like a whole lot of people should still be as far back as 2005.
You say 2005? Talk about 1990.
Okay.
So I see thinking and living as far back as 1990, operating as 1990. It's just like someone who has money and has no sense and engage in purchasing typewriter that we're using before we have computer, you know. Even desktop is not selling as laptop again, even palm top, you see. So when you think old, you operate old. That is why a new year, January, December crossing to January, is a universal, not unique. It's a universal new beginning of a year, end of the year. But the unique new year, for me, is at a point of discovery of something. And your year ends when you achieve that purpose.
Wow. That's really big. Like, that's really, like, to a whole couple of people, you know, listening to this podcast today, I just hope, like, I'm just hoping that they really be able to comprehend this. Maybe some other time we really, you know, we still do justice to, you know, to that, because it's like, now, if I'm getting this whole scope of a thing, it's like purpose is very vital to all of these things.
Purpose is crucial because nothing exists without a purpose.
So 2022 doesn't come by default. It
no.
came because there's a purpose
there's
for
a
it.
Purpose. Even you are living because there's a purpose to achieve. And when you fail to achieve that purpose, there will be a lacuna in your life, in your generation. There's a purpose God wants you to achieve in the planet Earth. And when you fail to discover that purpose and set a vision in achieving it, there will be a lacuna. And you may be crossing years to years, but you are empty with nothing.
Purpose.
Very crucial.
Very vital.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So you've basically we need to understand today that for us to actually have a productive 2022, then we must shift our thinking. There must be a shift in our thinking.
Thinking and attitude.
And attitude.
Yeah.
So there's a shift of thinking
and
attitude. When you change in your thinking and you did not change your attitude, it's going to bear the same result.
No, you can't change thinking without changing attitude.
Oh, okay. Exactly. Okay.
Yeah. Your thought, your attitude is a product of your thoughts. And for you to have positive attitude, you must have developed positive thinking. I know that the most difficult part is thinking right. Because before you take an action, you may have and you must have thought of it. That is why one of the psychologists said there is not a mistake.
Okay.
Scott said there is not a mistake. There is always a lesson. What you call a mistake is a lesson. And when it's coming up as it is again, that means you are not thinking right. So attitude should be a product of thought.
Wow.
Maybe you will permit me to say what Kate Harrell said. Attitude is everything. In one of his work, he said, "A positive attitude is your most priceless possession, one of your most valuable assets. To a great extent, it determines the overall quality of your life."
That's deep.
That is absolutely right. Even the greatest leader of the world, Jesus Christ, has the right thought. That's why he was not limited by what people think of him, but what he has thought of himself. So if you allow people to think for you, you are in trouble and you'll be a victim of their thought.
So there's a way people can think for you.
Yeah.
And there's a way you can think for yourself.
How do you think people think of me? Some may look at me as a bad guy. But am I really a bad guy? If I fall into their thought, sometimes I become a victim and a slave of people's thought. They accuse Jesus of using the spirit of Bathsheba. But he was not using the spirit of Bathsheba. And that did not stop Jesus of doing his miracle.
So that means that self-awareness is a very vital part.
When you say self-awareness is embedded in self-concept. I think the right word is self-concept.
Self-concept.
Yeah.
Okay.
Self-concept. I'm writing my proposal on self-concept of adolescent. How do you think? Who do you think you are? How do you perceive yourself? To eliminate self-devaluation.
Self-devaluation.
Yeah. Many of us, we devalue our estimate. They call it self-esteem. Esteem is your estimation. And nobody can actually price you than yourself.
Nobody can actually price you than yourself.
So you tell people how much you are and how much you want. If they have that, I think God is the absolute one that knows our deep quality. So don't allow somebody to think for you. Don't go on social media to pick things. You can learn from it. You can listen to people, just as we are listening to this now. But what this is doing to you is that it's guiding you for your purpose in it. Don't forget, my new year is when I discover something. And the end of that year is when I complete that purpose.
The purpose. Wow. This is an eye-opener. a very big one at that. It's really exciting to have you, you know, here on board on this podcast today. Personally, I'm really excited and I've learned a whole couple of things, and I am very sure that we're going to get feedback from our audience, you know, because a lot of people, you know, we'll be gaining new insights, you know, and as far as this year is concerned, and I want to believe, you know, a couple of our listeners will, you know, we actually internalize all of this raw wisdom, or what I could call divine principles,
yeah,
that governs 2022. So as we wrap up this session, so could you give us, you know, what are the tips, you know, you love to give? I know you're an enthusiastic person when it comes to leadership, and that one, and you also believe that everything rises and falls on leadership.
Yeah, of course.
No, so you know, as this 2022, and we're just at the corner of 2023, where there's going to be a change of power in this country, and we know 2021 was giving us a pointer to what could actually happen this year, and this year it's like, you know, a lot of our so-called leaders, you know, put on a new kind of clothing and a whole couple of things and all of that. So as we prepare for, you know, for that as well, what do you have for us?
Thank you very much. Passionately, I talk about leadership and relationship, and I talk about mentorship. We shouldn't have been talking about who will take over from our president.
Okay.
If there's a procedural mentorship.
Okay.
Yeah, mentorship is a provision for somebody to invest or deposited much of himself in somebody else.
Okay.
And there won't be any miracle in Nigeria in 2023. There won't be a miracle because the constitution that binds us together should have been eliminated.
Mm.
And you see, change is constant. And because we have failed to understand that we can't fight change, we think that let's keep the status quo. And that is why managers will always keep status quo of the company,
mm-hmm,
of the country. But a leader don't keep status quo. And as my late mentor will say, not all politicians are leaders.
Mm-hmm.
They are thinking of next election. A leader thinks of next generation.
A leader thinks of next generation.
Yes. But politicians think of next election. They make promises they cannot fulfill. In short, when they make campaign, when you listen carefully to them, they are not talking for what you will gain. They are talking of what they will gain. And that is dangerous. So, to me, I will strongly advocate that everyone above 18 should have their valid voter's card. The country will be better, not in a day, not in a week, not in a year. It gets better over time. Let every person above 18 to have a valid voter's card. Let us vote. Either it counts or not, that is not our problem. Even God demands from us that we should exercise our franchise in the country. It does not matter either it is counted or not. Yet, one day, something will change. And change will make something to change. And something that change will become a change for people who are willing to change. Thank you.
Wow. This is really exciting. Like it's a full package. It's a full package today. Like, you know, from understanding, you know, gaining focus for 2022 to, you know, your advice for us all as citizens of this good country, and that if we really want 2022 to really worth it, and that in preparation for 2023 and beyond, we should prepare ourselves for, you know, the very, very, very best of the year. It's indeed an exciting moment to have you here with us.
Thank you very much.
Like, I'm really, really glad to have you here. So I hope next time when we reach out, you know, we'll be able to have you on board and we'll be able to discuss much more important things as regards our growth this 2022.
If I'm alive, I'll always be available. Thank you very much.
The pleasure is mine. Thank you so much. Friends, till we meet next time, I am Sam Obato. Thank you.
Hello there. Welcome to this podcast. I am Samuel Weto. Yeah, it's really exciting to be back here after a long break. Yeah, let me quickly appreciate friends and followers that have reached out, you know, to check up on me. And sincerely, it's really exciting to know that, you know, people want to hear from you, people are following you, and they're actually learning one or two things from the insights that we share together. And that's one of the reasons why I'm back here today to actually talk about one of the things that have been really helpful to me in the last few months that I've been so busy with a couple of things. So, earlier this year, we spoke about gaining clarity for 2022 and, the things that we should engage in this year if we want to be highly productive. So today, I want to talk about something relating to that as well, and that is living a principle-centered life. Living a principle-centered life. Looking at my experiences in the last few months with work and school and people, I realized that on a daily basis, we are shaping more into the image of who we want to become as a function of principles that governs our life. When we are faced with new and different challenges at work, at home, in school, and in our relationship, the principles that governs our decisions, the principles that governs the things we do, how we deal with people, how we deal with stress management, how we do all of that, in turn, shapes our lives to become the person that we see ourselves to be today. As we all know and understand that there is a law called the law of motion, which says that an object, you know, remains at a place of rest until an external force is applied. That simply means that things don't move themselves. People move things. So people don't just over time become good. They don't just over time become wicked. They don't just over time become heartless. It is a result of some compound actions that results into who they become. However, life happens to every one of us. And when life happens to us, we are still, you know, at liberty. You know, we are still at liberty. We are still at liberty to actually decide what exactly we are going to do with our life, because the obvious truth is that it is our life. So everything that we do must be governed with a principle. If it's not governed with a principle, we are just going to be, an accident of situations that happens around us. So when people govern their life with some fundamental principles, so when they are faced with life challenges, they fall back on those principles, and those principles in the long term determines and shapes who they really become. So action is both the mother of change and transformation. So whatsoever it is that we have as challenges that we face, when we live a life based on principle and we are intentional about any of these principles in our life, we see that change and transformation will kickstart from us, and you see that it's spread around the world as well. So principle actually fuels creativity, it fuels productiveness, it fuels living a unique life. So it's very essential for us to know that in a time like this that we have in the world, we can't just live life anyhow. So if we want to get the best out of our life, irrespective of the pressure we feel at work, at home, in our relationship and all of that, we should learn to live our life on principles that are actually very, you know, very, very solid, because principles are internal. So life that are not lived, you know, based on principles, or they are not governed by principles, usually don't grow. Neither do they, you know, get transformation get transformation out of their life, and they don't become a source of value to others. So for me, looking at, you know, my experiences in the last few months, I realized that tough times have actually come, situations have actually happened that I've been pushed to the wall, and I would have been a result of some people, mismanagement of anger, and all of that. But then when I realized that I can't just act anyhow, I can't just live anyhow, I can't just talk to people anyhow. You see, principles that governs my life, you know, aided my decisions, and in the long term, helped my sanity, the sanity of my mind. And whether you like it or not, that will enhance my personal growth. So I feel like today you should just come together and talk about this thing. We all know that we're going through a tough time out there. You know, we have different challenges that we're facing. But whatsoever it is you're facing, we should understand that a lot of people are actually damaged beyond repair, and they don't know. And we can't keep giving back the bad energy people give to us. We can't keep giving back the hatred, the anger, the way people are giving it. So we have to govern our own life with principles. So that when people give hatred, when they give anger, all of that, we understand the aftermath of, you know, the accidents of life events that have actually happened to them. So we help them, you know, based on principles that govern our life, to understand that they have choices to become better and better and better over time. Beloved friends, sincerely, it's really exciting time to be back here to talk to you all, and I want to hope that within this brief discussion, this brief talk of this morning, we've been able to pick one or two insights that is going to help us in our personal development, and I hope to hear from you all soonest. If you get value from this podcast, do well to, you know, send me a message. You can leave a note for me. You can send me a message on social media handles. You can reach out to me on WhatsApp. It's, you know, you have several platforms that you can actually engage me with, you know, discussion on as regards this subject. So till the next time I talk to you, I remain your host, Samuel Weto. Thank you.